This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This is a team that is developing, and I happen to be at the right place at the right time.
His rookie success was no accident. It took him just seven seasons to catch 400 passes, a statistic that matches up favorably with any receiver who has ever played the game.
Got plenty of time. Down the middle, Collinsworth at the 25. It'll be a touchdown.
His skills and personality have made Chris Collinsworth a local hero. He is king of the Queen City and truly a receiver with the gift of grab.
There it is, and if that doesn't bring back some memories, Chris Collinsworth, I don't know what can. Welcome to the Masterpiece. How's it going?
I'm good, Kevin. Corey, how are you guys?
Doing very well today. Now, I want to establish some credibility with our audience, all right? I want to just go ahead and lay something out there real quick. You are from Titusville, Florida, right?
Correct.
And you went to Astronaut High School, correct?
Titusville Astronaut High School, the Fighting War Eagles, yes.
And that place is a hub of athletic talent. You were a four-star athlete there, four-sports athlete. How many talented names have come out of your high school?
Well, Wilbur Marshall, probably the most talented. There was another defensive back that played for the Lions for a while that came out of there as well. So, yeah, there's been some good ones.
I got a little list here. LaRon Robinson, Kelly Slater, Tim Wakefield, Bruce Bochy, Prince Fielder, and Doug Flutie to add to that as well.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Doug Flutie didn't go there. I like it, though. Just fired out there. Yeah. That was good. That was as funny as the opening bit there when it said 400 catches makes him in a category with all the best that's ever played the game. Now you're a third string nickel kind of wide receiver with 400 catches.
Now, speaking of funny, I don't know if you have seen all of the social media excitement about this, but when you ease your way into that opening shot on Sunday Night Football, what kind of skill level does it take to do that just subtly right?
It is perhaps the dumbest story of all time. You know how this happens, right? So Al Michaels does the opening by himself. Long before I ever came into the scene, Al Michaels did the opening by himself. And so they would give me a piece of tape on where I'm supposed to sit, you know, overlooking the field there. And they say, all right, put your legs, wrap around that piece of tape. So I said, okay. So I'm sitting there and Al's in there getting ready to do the shot. And Drew Esikoff, our director, sits down there and he goes, Chris, you're in the shot. Get out of the shot. And I go, well, do you want me to sit around this piece of tape or do you want me out of the shot? What do you want me to do? He said, well, just lean out of the shot. And I'm like, okay. So I lean out of the shot and he goes, Chris, you're still in the shot. You got to get out of the shot. And I'm like, okay. So I'm literally lying on my elbow, on my left elbow, as Al's doing this opening on camera bit. And then he says, Chris, you know, blah, 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 whatever he says. And then because my butt is still wrapped around this piece of tape and I'm in my slot. So then I slide in, right? So I never thought anything of it. And I didn't know any of the stuff that was going on. I had no idea. And then one day somebody showed me something and somebody had taken a scene from a bar, I assume during a World Cup game. And there were literally 5,000 people in this bar and there was a huge television screen. And I assume a goal had just been scored because the crowd went absolutely berserk. Everybody's jumping up and down and screaming. And somebody superimposed my slide in to the shot into this thing and people start jumping up and down and going crazy. And I didn't know what it was. I'm not that social media savvy. And I was like, what just happened? And from there, it just went crazy. It's like everywhere I go, people want me to slide in. They want me to do, and that's my life now, the slide in.
Man, what a wonderful story about something that's become an internet sensation, and we absolutely love it. When you watch these quarterbacks play, when you watch Dak and Kirk Cousins, what do you see that are differences in their game and differences in how their teammates respond to them?
That's an interesting question. Dak is sort of a natural, young, dynamic leader. You know, he is. He's a guy that was born here. You know, he was created here. He was his rookie year, you know, stole the national spotlight here. So he came in and he is from the beginning been that A guy, you know, he's one of us. He's one of those. Mobile, good thrower, greatly improving player, in my opinion. He's a much better player today than he was 4 years ago. Cousins, on the other side, is a guy who was bought. And he was bought from other teams. He wasn't a first overall draft pick like Dak. He was in the fourth round. And he came in at one time and had the first guaranteed contract of all time, right? $27 million, yeah. Whatever the case may be, over 3 years. And people lost their minds. It was like, you know, whatever. So now the expectations for him were literally through the roof. But if you look at the numbers for Kirk Cousins today, and remember, he's coming off of being Player of the Month in October, where he was phenomenal. You know, Kirk Cousins is ranked somewhere second, third, so in most of the general categories. And yet there's this feeling that he's a terrible player, you know, that we can't wait to get rid of Kirk Cousins. But the numbers would say, you know, maybe Russell Wilson is ahead of him, but that's maybe it, you know, as you just look at the numbers so far this season. And the $27 million, let's face it, isn't that big a number right now. I mean, we're going to be looking at quarterbacks. I'm going to guess Dak is going to be in the $35 to $45 million range. I'm going to guess that we're going to see quarterbacks in the very near future, like Patrick Mahomes, who may be in the $50 to $60 million range. Wow. So the $27 million, I don't think is anything to be concerned about. And yet there's still that thing that he can't win, especially on the road against a good team, against a winning team. And that is sort of haunting him. And to some extent, it's haunting the Dallas Cowboys as well. You know, they really need to prove that they can get over the hump in the playoffs and go on and, you know, be something special in the playoffs and win another Super Bowl. That's where they are. So, you know, there's both checks and balances on each, but I can't imagine that Dallas fans aren't going to be really happy when Dak signs that long-term contract, whereas I don't know that Vikings fans still feel that same way about Cousins despite the numbers he's put up.
Do you envision this as kind of a pivot game for both teams where, you know, perhaps the winner, we were just talking about, like, what will they go on and do and breaking some of these narratives, where the winner goes on and they get hot going into the playoffs, where the loser could start to see themselves fade away from the playoff race?
I really, in my mind, I think it's a bigger game for the Cowboys. A road game for any team against a winning team for Minnesota would be, you know, is still, You hope to get those wins, but you're not sure. You look at the Cowboys' schedule the rest of the way, compare it to the Philadelphia Eagles' schedule, and you start going, that's tough. You know, they've got really tough ones, and the Eagles have not so tough ones. Now, not the next couple, but as you go down the last four or five games of the season. So this is going to be an interesting run. And when you're playing at home against a team that has struggled to win on the road against quality opponents, this is one the Cowboys need to put away, I think, because the wild card is going to be very tough in the NFC. Unlike the AFC, the NFC may take a minimum of 10, maybe 11 wins to get into the wild card position. So if the Eagles go on a great run and the Cowboys struggle with that tougher schedule, that's the reason I think it's a bigger game for the Cowboys.
Cowboys fans around here, this is Chris Collinsworth joining us on the KNC Masterpiece, have been kind of in awe and maybe didn't realize what we were getting with Amari Cooper. And as a former wide receiver yourself, can you just kind of give us a scouting report on why he is such a good route runner and why he's doing what he's doing in the league?
Well, I thought from the beginning the flaw with the Cowboys and the flaw with Dak was that if you gave him an open receiver, you go back to our Pro Football Focus numbers that I'm involved with, if he has an open player, he's going to hit him. He's an incredibly accurate guy with hitting open receivers. The problem was when for a few years there, they didn't have a lot of open receivers. And so then in comes Amari, and Amari has this release move. He has these in and out, these sort of gliding cuts and ability to separate. And when Dak has receivers that are separating as opposed to 50-50 balls and, you know, Y option routes where it's all timing stuff and all the different things that you learn over time as a quarterback, then it's a different story. But I think Amari, you know, I know the great debate was around here with, you know, which of these three guys you're going to pay first and what are you going to do and whatever. Amari, I was sold from the beginning. I knew what he was worth to this franchise. I thought he would have been probably first on my list of because he and Dak were really up before Ezekiel was, and then probably the quarterback, and then probably the running back after that. So I think he is the single difference maker for Dak Prescott, and the reason that we're now talking about him as being an elite quarterback is because he's got a guy who separates and gets open now.
Last thing for you, how much do you and how much do the NBC overlords like having the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football?
Well, we all like to get paid and make money, right? And the Cowboys are money. If you're involved in the television industry, I can't always explain it. I don't fully understand why a team from Dallas is any more popular than a team from anywhere else. But this brand, that star, Jerry Jones, the history of this organization that goes back generations, whatever it is, that it is one... people want to see it. And I think that Jerry has found a way to make this the most interesting franchise year after year, regardless of who's playing, regardless of who's coaching. The stadium is a show unto itself. And much like the New York Yankees, whether you're cheering for them or you're cheering against them, you're cheering somehow or another for or against the Dallas Cowboys, and it makes great television. It has from the beginning. Any television executive would tell you if they had their chance, they would do the Dallas Cowboys all 16 games because of the difference in the ratings with the Cowboys and everybody else.
Thank you so much, Chris. That's kind of what I was hoping you would say. We appreciate it. We look forward to the call Sunday night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.